is Rocky. I'm currently 47 years old, and I live in the state of Nebraska. In June of 1997, I was given a prescription for ofloxacin for a case of chronic prostatitis. Within 2 hours of taking my first pill, I started to feel extreme pain in my lower legs, particularly my calves and heels, and eventually my Achilles tendons. It got worse throughout the evening, and all through the night I was dealing with a series of adverse reactions, vivid nightmares, shortness of breath, extreme racing heart, chest pains, uncontrollable shaking, severe night sweats, severe dry mouth and dry eyes. I would have called 911 if I had been able to. Fortunately, by the next morning, I felt pretty bad, but it seemed like the worst of the shaking and the racing heart symptoms were over. However, the extreme pain in my feet and legs and Achilles tendons lasted about 3 months before they went completely away. They eventually cleared up. I thought I was in the clear. In April of 98, I went into the hospital for a minor diagnostic procedure, and as a standard prophylactic procedure, the doctor gave me two Cipro pills. I told him what had happened the previous year with the ofloxacin, and he said, don't worry about it. Cipro was a lot safer and a lot less toxic than the ofloxacin. So I took one Cipro pill, and again within 2 hours, I came down with severe pain in the feet, legs, heels, calves, and Achilles tendons. I did not, however, at that time get any of the neurological symptoms, so I suppose Cipro to that extent is somewhat less toxic than the Oflox was. However, the pain in the legs and Achilles tendons and feet, again, took about 3 months to clear up. In March of 99, I was sitting at my computer, was not taking any medication at all for any reason whatsoever. And just while I was sitting at my computer, an electric shock went right straight down both legs. Didn't know what it was. Walked around with it for several days before I went to my doctor. He was totally stumped. Then I started putting the pieces together when my Achilles tendon started to throb, and it was difficult moving my legs. See, I could walk normally, but I couldn't step it up into a run or to get across a busy intersection or anything. And that's exactly the same thing that had happened when I was on the ofloxacin and the Cipro. Now, at that point, after about 3 months, the symptoms receded, but they never went completely away. To this day, those symptoms have not gone completely away. To this day, I'm living with numbness, tingling, pain, and a diminished capacity to use my legs is how I would describe it. I can't just jump out of a chair and start to run or just fly up a flight of stairs like I used to. It's like my legs are only about 90-95% there. For the next 2 years, though, my doctor insisted I had some sort of circulation problem, even though I was sent for circulation tests twice, and they both came back negative. I still had a vascular surgeon telling me I needed to have a stent put in my aorta to open up the blood flow to the lower half of my body. So I eventually got new doctors because all the evidence pointed to the direction of not having any circulation problems, but they kept insisting that I had some sort of circulation problem, even though I knew that what I was feeling was exactly the same thing felt when I was on the Cipro and the ofloxacin. Moving it up to January of 2003, I was eating some chicken, and within about 2 hours, I was hit with the same symptoms that I had the day I took the Oflox, the day I took the Cipro, years earlier. And I knew that they used a variant of fluoroquinolones to raise poultry and other farm animals. But I didn't know the concentrations could be high enough to cause that sort of a reaction. And I spent a miserable night, again, with racing heart, chest pains. Would have called 911 if I had been able to. Now, since January of 2003, I'm still left with the diminished use of my legs and the pain and numbness of my legs. But I also seem to have picked up a slight neurological side effect of transient and, in my case, fortunately quite mild anxiety spells. That's how I would describe them. Shaking, like you have a case of the flu and you have the chills, and sometimes at night they'll run anywhere from 5 minutes to a half hour. Again, I feel very fortunate in that they're fairly mild in my case, but I know other people that have much more severe versions of this particular reaction. How has this all affected me? I'm actually quite fortunate. I'm a retired military NCO, and the government does throw in for a medical insurance policy for me. So I'm not being eaten alive with medical bills, although when you add in all the blood flow studies and all the MRIs I've had, I had my Achilles tendon MRI because of the pain, and they also did one on my spine because they thought I may have had a tumor on my spine causing these extremity problems. All this and all the other, what you might call, routine-related doctor visits, I'd probably be broke today. So I'm quite fortunate in the area of medical bills. Also, I have a small pension coming in to cover my normal living expenses. But working would be difficult. There's a lot of jobs, of course, I wouldn't be able to do that require traveling or being on my feet for any length of time. And also, my diet, totally restricted. I can't afford to even accidentally eat anything that might have a variant of a fluoroquinolone in it. Every time your system gets challenged with these drugs, you seem to lose a little piece of yourself. The effects are worse. The effects are longer lasting. So my diet is pretty well restricted. I know there's other people, diabetics and such, that live restricted lives, but this didn't have to happen. The lessons I've learned the last 5 years, going back to when the symptoms became permanent, or you could go all the way back to 97 when I first started learning my lesson on these drugs, is that they are way, way more toxic than I suspect even doctors are being led to believe. They seem to be prescribing them for everything, non-critical sinus infections, chronic prostatitis, which some doctors will tell you is not even an infection and shouldn't be treated with antibiotics anyway, routine urinary tract infections. And there's many other perfectly viable, perfectly effective, and much less toxic antibiotics out there that they could try first. These side effects, adverse reactions, they can be severe, and apparently they can be quite permanent. If you have a sinus infection, would you take a pill to cure your sinus infection if it would cripple you for life? To me, that doesn't sound like a fair trade-off. Fluoroquinolones, fine if you're in a life or death situation where there's simply no other drug that would be effective, but they're much, much too toxic for the way they're being applied, and what I would call the undereducation of doctors is another problem. If you mention this to doctors, they'll swear up and down they've never heard of these side effects, even if you show them the manufacturer's data concerning the drug. So apparently even doctors can't make the connection. So I would say yes, there's a lot more public education and professional education on the part of the medical practitioners required where fluoroquinolones are involved.